In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. This is a live broadcast, and it's being done for you because it's the very basic Word of God that people still don't understand. And it's this, Romans 5:5, "For the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." The love of God, the love of the cross, poured out his love, the love of the resurrection being poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. I was talking to someone, and they said to me, "You know, I was married and had children, and the first time I heard that God loved me was from your mouth." And I said, "Oh, isn't that wonderful?" But in another sense, isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? I was watching Mass yesterday in Canada. It was from Canada. And I'm watching it, and I say, there's no fervor in this man. There's no fire in this man. This man might be the best man in the world, but he doesn't communicate life, the life of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, he was a great man, but I'm telling you, if I were a young person and I was there in the congregation, I wouldn't come back. No fire. No anointing. And that's sad, because God wants to give us fire and anointing so that people will come and believe in Jesus and give their lives to him. Oh, yes. One man once said to me, "You sound like a Protestant minister." And I said to him, "No, I sound like Peter and Paul, not a Protestant minister." I tell you, it's all about the power of God. It's all about the love of God being poured into your heart now by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Oh, yes, it's all about the love of God. And I tell you, in the love of God, there are miracles that happen. I was thinking of a miracle that happened at Holy Rosary. It was a reading that the woman gave about the hand of a person that was withered, and Jesus healed the hand. And in that moment, I cried out, "John, raise your hand." He had taken a stroke, and his hand was dead. He raised his hand. He literally raised his hand. And I said, "Hallelujah." He was shaken like a leaf. But you know what happened? He went to the occupational therapist, and the therapist said, "That could never have happened." And John lost his healing. How many times I said while John was there, how many people saw John raise his hand? And the hands would go up. But you see, the therapist only knows the physical. And that's important. That's very important. But he or she, at least this one, did not know the power of God, did not know that the love of God is being poured into the hearts of people by the Holy Spirit. I want you to touch your heart, and I want you to say with me, The love of God.
The love of God
is being poured into my heart.
Is being poured into my heart.
Now.
Now.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
That has been given to us.
That has been given to us.
Now.
Now.
The love of God.
The love of God
is being poured into our hearts.
Is being poured into our hearts.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
That has been given to us.
That has been given to us.
One more time, maybe we'll believe it. The love of God.
The love of God
is being poured into our hearts.
Being poured into our hearts
by the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit
that has been given to us.
That has been given to us.
I tell you, we are called not only to receive the love of God, we are called to share the love of God. It's not only to receive, it's to share the love of God. We were at rehab. And the man next to me, I said this the other day, the man next to me, his name, I won't tell you his name, but the Lord one day said to me, give him your cross. This cross meant everything to me. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to give him my cross. And you might say, that's a little thing, but he wore that cross constantly. Only God knows what's going to happen through the giving of that cross. I remember being in New York with Dan, who now is a priest, and there was a Jewish believer that was with us, and he was in the seminary. And I had a relic of the true cross, and the Lord said to me, give him that relic. I said, I don't want to give him that relic. I'll tell you the truth. That relic has given me a great consolation. And the Lord said again, give him that relic. I said, Lord, I don't want to. And then the Lord said, if you give him that relic, I will increase your gospel messages to the Jewish people. I said, I have a relic for you. You can have it right now. It's a relic of the true cross. Oh, yes, what's more important, the relic of the cross or in touching Jewish people so that they may come to know, love, and serve Jesus? That's much more important, that we give out the love of God that we have received, and that we give it out with love and with power and with dynamism. I tell you, the church needs to be dynamic. Dynamism. It comes from the word TNT. Yes, you shall receive power. Dynamism. Dynamite when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's what you're going to receive. It's for you. It's for you. You say, it's not for me. I'm too little. I'm too not important. You are as important to God as I am as important to God. He loves you. Allow the love of God now to pierce your heart by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Allow him to say, with a wonderful love, I have loved you. And I will not take that love away.
As the love of God is pouring out on you right now, some of the things that the love of God brings us to a place of freedom. It brings us to a place of surrender, of trust, of mercy. You know, when we understand how much God loves us, we can begin to trust in him. And trust is the vessel which all grace is given. When we understand how much God loves us, we lose fear, because the perfect love of God breaks all fear. Today, as this love of God pours out on you, as a human, we become what we encounter. So once we encounter the love of God, we become love. You know, there's faith, hope, and love, but love is the greatest. the greatest virtue that can be obtained. You know, we can know the Bible, we can pray all day, but if we don't have love, we have nothing. You know, I pray that I can love Jesus as much as he loves me, which is impossible, because God loves you infinitely, and our human love is imperfect. But once we open our hearts, and as you are encountering the love of God today, your love for neighbor can become more perfected. Your love for yourself can be more visible, because it's only in understand how much we are loved that we can truly have the value of heaven in our lives. You know, when we understand how much God loves us as he pours his love out, we stop fearing the devil, but we fear offending Jesus. We don't fear anything of the demonic or anything that's not of God. We just fear losing this intimacy with God. And that's what the true fear of the Lord is. Fear of the Lord is a fear of offending our Creator, because he not because of punishment, but because of you understand how much he loves you, and you never want to lose his presence or offend him. You know, it's only the love of God that led me and leads everyone to repentance. You know, even when we're called to go out and preach the gospel, there's a lot of people who are preaching hell in fear of the Lord. I mean, they believe they have fear of the Lord, yet they don't have but they are condemning people to hell, which there is no fear of the Lord in that, because we are not the judge. God is. But in saying that, it's only the love of God that draws people to him. And right now, he's filling you with his love, his grace, his glory. I see hearts being healed, broken hearts, not in the physical, in the spiritual. You know, like Father Tom said, the physical is important, of course, but what's eternal is the soul. And a lot of times when our soul becomes healed, our physical body reflects that healing. When we think more of, when we understand more of God and God's love in us than thinking of our sickness, of our problems, that love of God just takes everything away. So right now, Lord, I just ask you to release a greater impartation of love. And I ask that you just, everyone who's listening, carrying them away, an abyss of your love, your mercy, your joy, and your goodness.
Yesterday, the gospel was very beautiful. It was Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. And you know what? He heard that Jesus was coming around. He was blind. So being blind, he had no idea of how to contact Jesus. So how did he do it? Through his voice. And I tell you, it wasn't Jesus, son of David. It was Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. He had to scream out loud. He could not see Jesus, but he could speak with his mouth. And he spoke out loud, and everyone told him to shut up. But he kept it up. Son of David, have pity on me. Jesus said, call him to me. And I love that, because then Jesus said to Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Wow. What about you? What do you want Jesus to do for you? For you. Not only for the world, but for you. I'm asking Jesus to strengthen my legs. Hallelujah. That's what I'm asking Jesus, so that I could walk without a walker. That's what I'm asking Jesus for. That's what I want. What do you want me to do for you? And Jesus says that, so plainly. I remember a man who had just got converted, and he didn't have a Bible. So he went home, and he said to the Lord, "Speak to me through the yellow pages." This is true. When he opened the yellow pages, it said, "Saint." He says, "That's what you want for me, to be a saint." And it's only the presence of God that makes saints. Yes. It's only the love of God being poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that makes saints. Nothing else. It's not our trying. It's about letting God have his way. How we need to do that. It's called surrender.
Amen.
Amen. I remember being in positions while I was in the rehab that I couldn't control. So what did I say? "Lord, I surrender this to you." And whether it happened or didn't happen, my heart was released from any panic, any fear. I surrender to you. It's an important thing that we surrender to love, because Jesus crucified and resurrected is love incarnate, which he wants to pour out upon you by the Holy Spirit. Yes, you. You say, "But I'm too far gone." No one's too far gone. On the cross, there was the good thief that once thought he was good, too far gone, but he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And what did Jesus say? "Today you will be with me in paradise." Oh, yes, no one's too far gone. That's the devil lying to you. That's the devil saying, "You're not good enough. You don't have to be. You just have to be who you are to accept the love of God pouring into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. You don't have to be good." People say, "You know, but I haven't been to church in 40 years. Well, that's all right. Give your life to Jesus and you'll soon be in church. You'll soon be in church because you'll want more of what God has for you." That's the way it is. It's all about the love of God being poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. That's what it's about. It's not about hell. It's about the love of God that saves us from hell. Oh, yes, I cannot save myself from hell. It's the love of God poured into my heart by the Holy Spirit that saves me from hell. Don't have to worry about that. You'd say, "But I've wasted most of my life." Well, it's time to begin again. Who knows, during the next 10 years or 5 years of your life, that you can be so profound and affect so many people by giving them what you got, the love of God through the Holy Spirit.
Only the presence of God makes saints. Only the trust and the surrender in God creates miracle workers for him. You know, I wasn't converted to Jesus by the Bible. I was converted by the love of God and the presence of God poured out for me when Father Tom prayed for me and during praise and worship. Now I read the Bible almost every day, because when you read it, the presence of God is there. But it's the presence of God that can come through prayer, through praise and worship, through loving the Lord. And you know, speaking of the school of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God is going to be coming to Woburn at Days of Glory at the Woburn Crown Plaza Hotel from November 4th to the 7th. And it's in this atmosphere of heaven that miracles, that healings can come. Remember last, at the School of the Holy Spirit this summer, a lady came with a wheelchair. But as the love of God was poured out on her first her soul was healed, and she said she came here with a bad attitude, and she had unbelief in her heart, which was healed. And then her physical healed, and she started walking, and she walked right out of the Days of Glory and left the wheelchair in there for whoever else needed it, because she was healed by the love of God. You know, it's the goodness why we're in this world. You were only put on this world for two things. That's to love God and be loved by God. You know, even I encounter so many people, it's very hard for some people to hear how much they are loved. And maybe this is a word for you. You've had a difficult life, you know, the human love is imperfect. You haven't experienced that heavenly love in this world, which is impossible. So as I'm telling you right now, you have so much value. You are so loved, your value in heaven. It's not about what job you work, what house you own, even what you do. It's about that your soul was created in heaven and is meant to go back there, that you were created in perfection, that you have unimaginable value in the eyes of God. You know, when you gave your life to Jesus, when the Father looks at you, he doesn't see you, he sees his Son. The same way he loves his Son, he loves you. You know, I tell people all the time, even if we don't love Jesus right now, he still loves us. There's no sin that's greater than his mercy. You know, Jesus appeared to St. Faustina, and he told her, he revealed to her, the greatest sin that's ever been done in the world is like a raindrop in the ocean of my mercy. So it starts with us just getting over ourselves and realizing, it took me a long time, it's not about what I can do or even my sin. It's about what God did 2021 years ago when he came down in a form of man and love was poured out for you on the cross. Every sin you already did was already nailed to that cross. And God's just looking for us to humble ourselves to his love. You know, he's just looking for trust, compassion, and faith upon him. You know, you might have heard him, as I'm taking care of Father Tom and getting him back to health, well, Jesus is, I just got to be there to witness it. I have my puppy here with me. And, you know, for him, I'm not looking for him to do anything besides love and trust us and trust and joy. It doesn't matter what we do. And that's the way, it doesn't matter what you do for God. He's just looking for you to love him, to seek him, to trust him. If you mess up, just tell him, I'm sorry, Jesus, and you've already been forgiven. So, Lord, better than I can tell them, just show them and pour out. Just keep pouring your love upon them. Keep pouring the Father's love, the reason why they were created, to live in communion with you, to live in the presence of God with you, like Adam and Eve lived in the garden, like you will live for an eternity in union with God. Because once you live in the union with God, anything becomes possible. And you know, you just get in God's presence and everything becomes healed. The last thing I'll say is God's telling me, a lot of you just can't heal yourself. And don't wait till God to get to God till you feel you're done sinning. Go to him right now and let him heal you. Because in his love, that's what's occurring in your body right now.
How many of you are dry today? You're dry, and I'm not talking about a physical drought, but a spiritual dryness. That's why we have Days of Glory, for the dry people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. At the Crown Plaza in Woburn, between the 4th and the 7th of November, are you dry today? Then come. Make an effort to come. You say, well, I don't know if I want to come. I'm shy. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you're shy, come. If you're bold, come. If you're in between, come. Come. And do not stay away. do not stay away, because if you stay away, nothing will happen. You know, on the day of Pentecost, what happened? The Holy Spirit came, and he came because they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, you've got to be at the place where the Spirit of God is falling. The right place, at the right time. Oh, yes. The right place, the right time. It was the cenacle that was the place. And they were all together in one accord, one heart, one mind, one soul, when the Holy Spirit came. Let me tell you, if you're dry, you come on November 4th to the 7th to the Crown Plaza in Woburn. You come and expect a miracle. Expect a miracle that you're going to leave that place saturated in the love of God.
Amen.
Saturated in the Holy Spirit, because God is going to be very present through our praise, through our praise, through our praise. I want to tell you one more time, the love of God is now being poured out into your heart by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.